dichotomy, it's called in English. In German, it would be eine Kluft. There's always the expression of deep humility on one side, and the actual feeling of deep humility, and then at the same time, there is the highest aspiration. For instance, here, he wants to always have the lotus face of Krishna, which is framed by his locks and kissed by Mother Yashoda, visible in his heart. That is a state which is beyond samadhi, beyond nirvikalpa samadhi. It's a very, very exalted state. So the question is, I don't know if you sometimes feel humble, humbled, I wanted to say. Humble we all feel, but humbled means gedemütigt in German. It is when you, it is coming, this feeling, when you endeavor so hard, but you feel helpless. You, at that moment, you know you can't make anything happen on your own strengths in bhajan. And this is a very, very important realization. That state of helplessness is the only position from where we can address Krishna with feeling, with bhava. And it's very, very interesting that all the great Vaishnavas have always gone to that state which is the most feared stage of the materialist. Wow. To see that I'm so fallen, to actually see it, not just poetically, not just philosophically, not just to show how big I am, I will say I'm very humble. No, but to really see that you are really useless. Wretched is the English word. Verrucht. That is the starting point from where you can start bhakti. So I'm discussing with a devotee who always tells me that he's so surprised how fallen he is. But congratulations, it's necessary that you see that. Otherwise, you couldn't attain the highest goal. It's not possible. And once again, I want to make it very clear, this is not something which is chic to say, or chic to feel, or chic to... It's a painful realization. It's really painful. It has to pain. Has to eat. To be real, it has to pain. So here we see that also. But see, the not so good devotee, he turns away from Krishna at this stage. It didn't work, he says. I turn to material life again. The real devotee says, now favor me by showering the rain of your merciful glance, who am so pitifully fallen, and grant me your direct darshan. He's not discouraged. Krishna. So we will continue our reading of scriptural quotations. I don't know how you feel. We are now in the morning time. it is. I think it is all right because we are not really doing the Ashtakalya meditation. We are just entering the ocean of Krishna's pastimes at this stage. Some of us may meditate in their private time. This is just to make ourselves more familiar with Krishna. Clever Kundalata suddenly arrived from Nandagram on the order of Yashoda, who was an indestructible desire-fulfilling vine of motherly love. Kundalata's sight produced ecstatic joy in Kishori's bumblebee eyes. Kishori and Kundalata smiled and asked about each other's well-being. They exactly know what they will be talking about, but first they talk about each other's well-being. Seeing how happy Radhika became at Kundalata's association, the boundlessly beautiful and affectionate Sakis bathed in a nectar shower of joy. It's very interesting. Radhika felt, before Kundalata's arrival, Radhika felt utterly dejected. So much so that cold tears dripped from her eyes, like dew. So now she sees Kundalata and immediately begins to smile, and all the Sakis breathe a breath of relief. Radha is happy again. Good, good, good. It's very interesting. If you see someone who is close to Krishna, you should feel happy. That's the normal reaction. If you feel unhappy upon seeing a Vaishnava, that's a very unhealthy sign. In half an hour. Yeah. Kishori welcomed Kundalata. Oh, Saki! Your unexpected arrival is certainly Vajeshwari Yashoda's mercy on me. Through this order to cook for Krishna, Yashoda showers me with the nectar of her mercy. Without it, my mind would have been miserable and turned against me. Just as without the rising moon, the eastern horizon is devoid of natural beauty. O tasteful one, I know that you have come to take me to Nandagram for cooking. However, first, you must convince my mother-in-law. So first, Yatila, the mother-in-law of Radhika, has to be convinced that Radha can go. Kundavali drank pretty-eyed Radha's ambrosial words and replied with a joyful smile. Ayi Saki, since you already know everything, now quickly go to Nandalaya, the house of Nanda, with all your friends. Your superiors will easily grant permission because Yashoda controls them with a shower of incomparable wealth, cows, and grains. All the Brajavasis, including your elders, are favorably inclined to anything related to Krishna. Since Krishna is dearer to them and millions of their lives, why would they not give him whatever he wants? Now this is interesting. Kunda Lata is saying that Radharani, you don't have to fear that your superiors will not grant you permission to go to Krishna, because they are inclined to Krishna's service. Don't worry. A very interesting secret of Braj, that really all the elements in Braj serve Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Even Yatila, who so stubbornly refuses Radha to come before Krishna, does service with this stubbornness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses this in a song regarding Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, where he says that even the demons in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes are serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu, like Jagai and Madai. You know, they serve that the flow of the pastimes goes on. So in some way he worships Jagai and Madai. It's interesting, isn't it? So Yatila, I mean, we still in this is a tattva consideration, but in the lila we are very much afraid to even hear the word Yatila, because she so strongly opposes. You might ask, why is Yatila allowing Radha to go and cook each morning and cook for Krishna? And there were times when she didn't allow this, and they are described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. One time when she didn't allow Radharani to go, there was a show that Radharani was bitten by a snake as a who apparently had come to disturb Yatila by killing Radha. And only when Yatila promised that did the snake come to kill Radha? Well, just to bring death into the family of Yatila, and then the snake would come and kill Yatila's son Abhimanyu, and finally Yatila. This was how it was presented, and the reason was that Yatila was so totally demoniac that she suspected Krishna and Radha to have a relationship. And because she was so demoniac, therefore she needed to be punished. So Yatila then had to promise that Radha would come each morning and cook for Krishna. And there were many, many such things. I don't want to go into the detail. So, O Sakhi, says Kundalata, Mother Yashoda is so anxious to collect the tastiest ingredients for pleasing for her son, that she does not even consider what is proper or improper, beneficial or injurious, her own or others' intentions, or even what will bring fame or infamy. Sakhi Radha, you are exceptionally delicious cooking makes celestial nectar seem trivial. Who in Braj Mandala is not astonished by your expertise to prepare food? O most beautiful lotus-eyed Radha, ever since Yashoda heard about Durvasa Muni's blessings upon you, that any food cooked by your hand becomes tastier than nectar and grants the eater long life, invincible strength, and conquest over his enemies, she will not let her son eat any food not prepared by you. Mother Yashoda firmly believes that the only reason for her tender boy's conquest of those horrible, vicious demons was his eating food cooked by your talented hands. Yashoda thinks Krishna could only defeat the terrible demons because he had obtained strength from Radharani's food. O Shashimukhi, Moonface, Radha, now hear another secret I discovered about Yashoda's heart. Just as Yashoda feels intolerable anguish whenever Krishna is away, she feels the same if a day passes without seeing you. Yashoda wants to see Radharani. Kundalata's words thrilled Kishori's heart, but externally she appeared to ignore them. Radha said, O my learned friend, what you have said is not illogical. Please consider, however, if it is proper for a cultured woman to wander around someone else's courtyard. O friend Kundalata, the normal conduct of respectable women is to stay in their own homes. Yet I can never disobey your words. However, first you should ask old Jatila what she thinks is proper, even though she has attained many costly gifts from your shoulder. She will scold me if she gets an opportunity. Clever Kundalata took this advice seriously and met Radha's mother-in-law Jatila. She delivered Yashoda's message, even though Jatila always treats Radha harshly. Upon hearing Yashoda's order that Radha come and cook for her son, Jatila started worrying about Krishna's attachment to her daughter-in-law. But then she remembered Poonamasi's advice and spoke thoughtfully to Kundalata. O dear Kundalata, my daughter-in-law is perfectly chaste and her nature is sweeter than Madhavi nectar. Yet the villagers are prone to fault-finding. And that Nandanandana is extremely capricious. Nonetheless, Poonamasi advised me never to ignore the orders of the Queen of Braj. Now my heart is divided with doubts. What should I do? Kundalata answered, O mother, what you have said is true. However, Krishna is not as naughty as you have heard from a few troublemakers. The rising sun opens the lotuses, blinds the owls, and induces the cuckoos to sing sweetly. Similarly, Krishna inspires moral persons, opposes the wicked, and gives joy to the coward people. Therefore, Krishna will certainly bring happiness to your virtuous daughter-in-law. Look, Krishna's natural sweetness maddens all the young girls in the world. It is quite understandable that you are concerned about Radha's safety. Yet you need not worry, because I will make sure that Krishna does not even see Radha's shadow. I will quickly bring Radharani back to you. Yatila said, O daughter Kundalata, your virtue is well known throughout the village. Therefore, I place innocent Radharani in your hands. You must be extremely careful that the restless eyes of Nanda Nandana do not fall upon her. Yatila then called Radha and addressed her. My daughter, go with Kundalata to Yashoda's home. Complete her work and return immediately, because today you must worship the sun god. Yatila's order made every pore of Radha's divine body pulsate with excitement. Radha, however, feigned reluctance and said, Kundalata, I have duties at home and I really do not want to go there. Besides, respectable women never wander from house to house. Yatila then said, O daughter Radha, how many times can I refuse the polite and insistent request of Yashoda? You need not worry, nor be afraid, because Bhagavan Hari will surely protect you. O Sumukhi, lovely face, Sri Hari oversees the whole universe. Why would he neglect a chaste girl like you, who always follows the rules of morality? Thus I place you in his hands without any fear. The Sakis perceived the hidden meaning of Yatila's words and broke into smiles. Yatila places Radha into the hands of Krishna, because Krishna is Hari. Kishori's dark blue eyes opened widely at first, and then she cast a sidelong glance to the clever Sakis. So then, to execute Yatila's firm decision, Kundalata grasped Radha's hands and said, O chaste girl, why are you so afraid? I shall protect you. Radha then happily went to Nanda's palace. Lalita and the Sakis walked behind. Radha bringing ladus and other... And so Radha brought ladus and other foods for Krishna's breakfast. Now please see the wonderful picture. The brilliance of Srimati Radharani's lovely divine body, clothing and ornaments turned the narrow pathways into streets of gold and costly gems. The incomparably sweet fragrance of Radha's body spread in every direction. Thank you. Wow. Wonderful, huh? As Radharani goes, her divine body, clothing and ornaments turned the narrow pathways into streets of gold and costly gems. The incomparably sweet fragrance of Radha's body spread in every direction. Amazing. So, my dear devotees, please tell what struck you in hearing this.
Krishna will not even see the shadow of Balaram.
And the shadow is Abhimanyu?
No, Radharani's shadow.
Ah, okay.
She will take care of him.
Yeah.
I like how... is something more, Bhagavati? No? How Kundalata is speaking to Jatila and say, don't believe, Krishna is not so naughty. Why don't believe all those troublemakers who are saying that Krishna is naughty?
Mm. Only a few troublemakers who say this. He kills the wicked. He's like the rising sun. He opens the lotuses, blinds the owls, and induces the cuckoos to sing sweetly. Similarly, Krishna, you know, inspires moral persons, like he, like the rising sun, which opens the lotuses. And so, and he opposes the wicked, just like the rising sun lights the owls, and he gives joy to the people, just like the rising sun induces the cuckoos to sing sweetly. He's not so bad. Krishna.
I like also how Yasoda thinks that that's just because of the power of Radharani's cooking that Krishna is able to kill demons and that, yeah, that he stays.
I liked very much when the gopis and the mantras meet each other, then they know what to talk, but first they ask about the well-being of the person with them they want to talk. I think it's a good example for the community of care. To see that the manjaris also first care for each other and then talk what they have to talk. And what also makes me very happy that Radharani is so cool somehow, because she can go and then she pretend that she don't want to go. Why I have to go to Nanda Maharaj's place? I don't want to go. This is extraordinary.
Yeah, but it is important to put it in the right way. It's not that she is, you know, she has to do this because there is, she constantly has to battle, or to she feels she wants to you know, destroy any rumors that there is any relationship between her and Krishna. You are aware of this.
Yes.
When there is such strong love, then the love wants to protect. Well, good. It's not just woohoo. So good. Fine.
I was really surprised that even if Gandhi is Kundalata, then she's even to Kundalata, she's saying like, no, why you want to bring me to Nandakran? And she's also making this like even so, I mean, they both know about, you know, Kundalata is actually on Radharani's side, and but still with the eyes they are giving the signs to each other, but with the words they are speaking, like in under the pretext.
Yeah.
Like interesting.
I very much like this. I spoke about this, that Radha becomes immediately happy as she receives Kundalata, who's, I think she's a cousin of Krishna. So it's very, very nice. We had yesterday an experience which I wanted to relate to you, which made me very happy. Yesterday I actually did a mistake. I met a devotee who gave me some givics to offer a small artik to Giriraj. And then when I had offered the givics, the artik, I wanted to place the givics down in the sand near to Giriraj, but then I saw dry grass there, and I feared if I would place the burning givik down, the grass would catch fire. So I put the, I needed an underground, or I don't know, a place to put the givik without putting fire on Giriraj. So I foolishly put the givik on a shila. Now at that moment a little girl came and objected strongly to this. So I couldn't really understand if she was. She started to say something in loud language, and I didn't really understand. Was it not all right what I did, or was it all right, or was it, or did she want money, or, you know, I did not know. So today I met this Baba, and he told me that little girl had followed him up to Jatipur and had constantly complained to him, how can these Westerners do this, and how can you tolerate it, to see how that givik is put on Giriraj? He is Krishna, it will burn him. That little girl had put sand on the givik and extinguished it. So when I heard this, I became very happy, because you know, I was in two minds. I also felt it was not good, but better than burning Giriraj. I thought that's the only option I have. And but I knew something was not right. I felt like this. So when this girl corrected with her action what was wrong, then I could understand an important lesson. We really have to take spiritual life extremely serious here in Braj. We have to be really careful in the detail, not to commit offenses. We have to really also see through the glasses of faith, and we are walking in the kingdom of God after all. So it's amazing. Ramesh Baba says that every second when you see two little girls speaking, then one of them will be an expansion of Radharani. When you see two boys, Braj Balas, speaking or wrestling, one of them will be an expansion of Krishna. Krishna and Radha and Krishna are still present in the land of Braj, but we can see them only through the eyes of Baba. Otherwise, it is impossible to see them. So I'm really, really praying for entry into the mysterious land of Vrindavan, to see this more clearly. And as we work on our japa, or continue to offer our japa, I'm really praying that some devotional feelings will awaken in my heart, and I'm desperately knocking at the door of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's our chance. He's Radha and Krishna in the merciful combination of the Kali Yuga avatar, Krishna.